Two storm systems moved across the Midwest over the past few days, producing a significant amount of moisture in some locations and not so much in others. We did see significant snow accumulate from portions of South Dakota into northern Illinois, and then the precipitation kind of diminished somewhat as it moved further to the east, but anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow accumulated across a big part of this region with a few locally greater amounts. Since then, we've seen a big warming trend occur across the Midwest, and that has brought on a new storm system that moved across the region just in the last 24 hours. Snow is falling this morning in the upper parts of the Midwest, Minnesota and Wisconsin in particular, but a small part of northern Iowa as well. And showers and thunderstorms moved across many other areas in the Midwest as the warmer air moved back across the Midwest. Temperatures were quite cold early in the weekend, with many areas struggling to get out of the teens and 20s for highs, but yesterday afternoon temperatures rose up into the 20s and 30s north and the 40s and some 50s in the south. That was one of the reasons why we saw some thunderstorm activity of significance occur in the last 24 hours because of the return of cooler weather after the big warm-up. The forecast will continue to promote this storm system that's in the Midwest today to continue to produce snow in the upper Midwest, and most of the rain and thunderstorm activity, though, is already escaping the majority of the Midwest. We'll see some shower activity occurring across the Great Lakes region most significantly, and we'll probably see that still hang on into tomorrow morning, but we're probably not going to be seeing a huge amount of moisture coming out of what's left of the storm system. Snow accumulations in the upper Midwest probably only running a couple of inches now, additional accumulation, that is, over what occurred overnight. And we'll be looking at tranquil conditions for most of the day tomorrow and perhaps a little bit into Wednesday. Now, there will be a disturbance that will be coming up out of the Delta and maybe impacting part of the Ohio River Valley on Wednesday into Thursday. That will likely generate some rain down that way. At the same time, there will be a small disturbance passing through the upper parts in the Midwest, and that will generate a little bit of snowfall, perhaps, from parts of the Dakotas into Michigan. I'm not looking for that system in the north to have much moisture to work with, and so for that reason, the snow accumulations should be minimal. Once that system is out of the way, the next storm to impact the region will be coming with some warmer air and then followed by some colder conditions again. And so we'll end up with only light amounts of precipitation. This will occur from Friday into the weekend. The cooling that occurs during the weekend will send those temperatures back down fairly low again in parts of the Midwest, but it should not have a negative impact on any of the winter wheat crop across the region. Most of hard red winter wheat in the central and southern plains will be free and clear of any kind of crop damaging potential on temperatures as we go forward through the next week to 10 days. There may be a little bit of a warmer than usual bias that plays out across some of those areas. In fact, a fair amount of the Midwest and the plains in general will likely have a warmer tendency in the temperatures as we go forward over the next full week. Temperatures here today will be running from the teens and 20s in the upper Midwest to readings in the 30s, 40s, and even a few 50s in the far south. And we'll likely see tomorrow's highs in the 20s and 30s across the north and 40s in the south. And as we move on into Wednesday through Friday, we'll be looking at 30s and 40s for a big part of the Midwest. Low temperatures at night are going to be in the negative single-digit readings across eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota overnight tonight. Otherwise, positive single digits and teens will occur in the northwestern half of the region, while 20s and some 30s occur in the southeast part of the region. Temperatures will moderate in the northwest as we move from Wednesday into Thursday. Lows by Thursday morning will be mostly teens and 20s. The lower eastern Midwest will stay mostly in the 20s and 30s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.